Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Thursday, April 16, the radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Brother Ricky along with you. It is a great joy to be with you on these great radio stations. And we're on this station Monday through Friday preaching the Word of God. I'm a fundamental Bible preaching preacher from North Carolina. I'm preaching the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, work out of the Fall Creek Baptist Church of Jonesville, North Carolina. Brother Don Hudson is our good pastor. Also, I am connected with the Tabernacle Baptist Missions International through that mission board, Ministry of the Tabernacle Baptist Church there, Missions Director Dr. Melvin Aiken, and Brother Doug Benton, the good pastor there at Tabernacle. And I praise God for the good churches that work together and help each other, and then the people that have been overwhelmingly responsive about our Reaching America project. Boy, I appreciate that. God's blessing, and I hope by the end of April we'll have enough money to take on another station. We've already taken on one in Nebraska, Omaha, and I'm hoping to take on another one. But what we're doing, $10 a month for the next 1 year, and if you fall on hard times, you can just quit. You know, don't worry about it. Or a one-time gift of $120. You make that check to GBI, and our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You pray about that and see what God would have you do. Maybe some church would like to send $500 or $1,000 on that thing. Boy, that would help us out about taking the station on. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, I pray on this Thursday you'd take the broadcast, use it for your glory. May the Word of God have free course today in every heart, in Jesus' wonderful name. And will you save that? I know you will. Save that sinner that's nearest hell today in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the main thing is you being saved today. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Listen, friend, you need to be saved today. And if you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know there's ever been a time that you've asked the Lord to save you, then you need to be saved. I hope you'll come to know the Lord today. And it would be, a great thing for you to get saved today. Just bow right by your radio and ask the Lord to save you. Well, I thank you again for listening. I hope you'll write us this week. I hope you'll download our app. And I hope you'll go to our website, gbiradio.org. Most of all, I hope you'll pray for us. Put us on your prayer list and pray for GBI and pray for me. Let's go to our message on "And Be Ye Thankful." I had to go to North Carolina and record that message. Well, I got home. That was June. I don't know why in the world I didn't record that message the next day, but I didn't. I waited to August to record that message. And I recorded the sermon. And brother, in September, I began talking to the girl that would eventually be my wife. In November, I went down to meet my wife in Jackson, Mississippi. And we met at a pizza place. Had a man drive me down to Jackson, and I was going to meet her for the first time. And I told the fellow, I said, now listen, I'm going to meet this guy. I was nervous about that. Boy, I was nervous. Went in there, and I don't know why I did it. Instead of washing my hands in the sink, I turned the shower on, the bathtub on, to get some water. I don't know why I did it. And somebody before me left the shower on. Man, it sprayed my coat and wet my coat and all. And I had to go meet that girl, and I was so nervous. But I want to say this to you. I say I was so nervous. I was nervous, but I wasn't. In other words, when I first met her, I've told her many times, I said, "Christy, I could have married you the day I met you. Second day of November 2006, I could have married you." And it wasn't long, she came up and met my family. And then she said to me, "Now, if you're going to marry me," she said, "you're going to go meet my family." I said, "Well, I'm not marrying your family." She said, if you marry me, you're going to meet her. I want to meet her family. What a nice family. They've been good to me. I got the best mother and father-in-law in the whole world. Ain't nobody could have been no better than me. I got the best family in the whole world. I got two nephews. I love those boys with all my heart. Good sister-in-law. I married into a good family. But I thank God for my wife. It's not been easy for me and my wife. You don't understand things. Me and my wife got married. She came to a church that she didn't know anything about. She came to a church I'd been pastoring for 6 years, and now she was the preacher's wife, a whole different role. Well, I stayed there 1 year. God allowed me to leave. God told me to leave. God wanted me to leave. God impressed me to leave. I prayed to God. I begged the Lord to let me stay, and God said, no, you got to leave. So we went out into evangelism and missionary, trying to work support for the radio. We was trying to buy WCOK in Sparta. Gas went to $4 a gallon. And I didn't know how I was going to pay our bills. I still tied into a situation there with Mom and Daddy a little bit. And God miraculously worked all that out. But boy, we went through a lot of tribulation. I'm not going to tell you all my troubles on the radio, but we got married in 2007. 2010, my Mom and Daddy, when I was 48 years old, they had to split up. Mama couldn't live with him. Daddy got too dangerous to live with. My mama called me one Saturday, and I'll never forget it. She said, "Ricky, you're preaching in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina this morning, ain't you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." She said, "When you get through, I want you to come by the house today." I said, "All right." She said, "I'm leaving you, Daddy." She said, "I won't be going back to him." She said, "I'm done." She said, "I can't live with him any longer." She never would tell me what all happened. I don't know what happened. She never would tell me. But Daddy got too dangerous for her to live with. Well, we went down there, and Mama left him. Well, that started a world of my daddy had cancer and things, and he couldn't drive anymore, so a lot of things fell on me and my wife to have to do. Then my mama was getting Alzheimer's. My daddy had cancer. And in the middle of that, I went to the mountains and started a church. And we started getting that new building on the ground. About the time we did, Daddy had a stroke. And I was back and forth the rest home and trying to get that building built. Now, you preachers think about going through a building program, and your daddy have a stroke, and your mama, you seen she's getting a little worse. And right about a month after Daddy died, Mama's Alzheimer's really came to the forefront. And brother, let me tell you, my wife stuck with me through every bit of that. We've sacrificed through that. We lost part of our life, so to speak, through that. But my wife never one time said, "I'll leave you." My wife never one time said, "I'll get the lawyer and we'll draw the divorce papers up." My wife stuck with me through the thick and the thin. She stayed right there. By the way, that's what you ought to do. God help you, women. "I'll leave him because he's a preacher." God help you, you're selfish. "I'll leave her because things don't turn out right and I found another one I'm more compatible with." God help you, you're selfish. God's not in that. I want to thank God for my wife. My wife has never asked for great riches. My wife don't live in the best home now. We got a little old home and 2 acres of land. My wife's as happy as a lark in a lemon bush. My wife cooks the greatest meals. My wife does the greatest things. My wife took college courses to be in library science. My wife can research anything. I've had some health issues, minor health issues over the last years. My wife's done extensive research, tried to figure out what vitamins and things help. Listen, you ought to go home and hug your wife and thank God for your wife. Preacher, I want to tell you something. You wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for your wife. You may have the meetings and you may have the reputation, and that may be good. I've got nothing wrong with that. But you wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for your wife. My wife pointed out something to me one day. You remember all those kings in the Bible that did wrong? And then the next king would do right, but it would give their mother's name. And I said, I wonder about that. And my wife said, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought that king was wicked, but maybe that mother raised that boy to do what was right? Boy, I thank God for my wife. Thank God for the call to preach. Thank God for my Bible. Thank God for salvation. I want to thank God, number five, for the church. I want to thank God for the church. I have nothing bad to say about God's church. I know there's problems in churches. And I know that if you're looking for the perfect church, you will never find it. I know that you're going to disagree with things. Well, I just ain't going there because I disagree with this and that and the other thing. But I'm going to tell you something. You better go where God told you. I'll never forget this several years ago. I was in a fix. This was before I was married. Boy, I was just jumping in this and out of that. I mean, I was so confused. And there was a church in our area, and it was going pretty big at that time. And I said, I know what I'll do. I'll go down there, and I'll find me a girlfriend. I'll find me a wife. Well, see, that was Ricky trying to do that. That's 10 years before I ever got married. Well, I went down there, and that didn't ever happen. And I was sitting there in the pews one night, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, I want you to get to a certain church. This is where I want you to be a member at. And I reminded the Lord as if he didn't know that there wasn't really any girls in that church. My age, really, but not that I could talk to. The Lord already knew that. He didn't need me to tell him. Well, I went on and joined that church. Hadn't been there 2 weeks, and Christmas came. And they decided they'd put Christmas trees in the church. And my Pharisaical attitude kicked me in the ribs. And I said, I'll leave this church. I'm not staying here with all them Christmas trees. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to do that. That ain't right, putting a Christmas tree in a church. The Holy Spirit grabbed the hold of the ropes of my life and said, hold it, boy. He said, you be still. And for 4 years in that church, I had the best 4 years I believe I've ever had. And let me say to you, that's where GBI was born, out of that church. I want to say to you, you better stay where God puts you. It may not look right sometimes. It may not feel right. But I thank God for the church. I've probably been more negative about the church than any preacher. I believe we're living in the Laodicean hour. But I love God's church. You know, the church of Corinth was God's church. The church in Philemon's house was a church. The church of Thessalonica was a church. The church at Philadelphia was a church. The church of Ephesus left its first love, but it was still a church. And my friend, listen to me. You better be careful about the local church. I mean, I know there's some things that call themselves a church, not a church, but I want to thank God for the church. Boy, I tell you what, through the church, I've had great blessing. Through the church, God's taken care of me. I'm not a freeloader. I guess you'd consider me full-time in the ministry. I'm supported by churches and God's people. I've been able to do that now. I've been able to be full-time in the ministry now, really, all my life. All my life, been able to be full-time in the ministry. I thank God for that. Boy, that's been good. I thank God for every little church and every big church that I go in and preach. I'm not worthy to preach in the big ones, and I'm not worthy to preach in the little ones. But I'll go preach to 5 as well as 500. Amen. I try to go if it's a decent place to preach, if it's a place where I can preach and have the freedom of the Word of God. I thank God for the church. Boy, there's some preachers out there that I was thinking about a preacher yesterday, and him and his wife, they have a lot of health issues. And I preach for this fellow regularly. I preach for him regularly. I mean, it's just regularly I preach for him. Every time I go to his church, I'm in his area, he wants me to preach for him. But you know, I thought about it. I thought about, you know, I want to contact him at a different time of the year than when I go by in his area because I want him to know I love him. I don't want anybody to think that I'm just there to get a place to preach. Friend, I don't ever want to use a man to get a place. You know, I've got 3 preachers. I know of 3 and maybe more. They've given me open invitation. They said, anytime you want to preach, come to our church. And I think 2 of them would really enjoy it if I'd come more. I really do think they would. But God knows, I don't want to take advantage of those preachers. Now, I might come to their church sometime and I might preach. But I don't want to take advantage of any preacher. I got a little church up on the side of a highway. I bet they ain't running 8 or 10 people. For almost 20 years, 17 years, they've been sending me $25 a month in the mail, never miss. Friend, I thank God for the church. Don't come telling me what's wrong with the church. Don't come telling me there's bad people in every church. Preacher, if you just knew what this... Well, friend, on this Thursday, we come to the end of the radio broadcast. You've been listening to a message entitled, And Be Ye Thankful, R-492. We're certainly glad to be able to offer this message to you free of charge on CD recording, or we can email it to you. Just email us comments@gbiradio.org, and we'll be glad to get that message right back in the mail to you. Thank you for listening. And Lord willing, I hope you'll join us again on tomorrow's podcast. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.